B'tachan Falai Shir 1786, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshas Bahalaischa. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yeshuas, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners. Should Be'ezer Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv, B'Seich Shar Yisrael. We are discussing Smicha, discussing feeling dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we mentioned many times that a person cannot impact your life. Nobody can impact your life. That's part of the foundations of Betachon. I can depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu because nobody else can do anything to me. So one of our listeners asked that seemingly the Gemara seems to say that Ayin Hara can impact somebody. The Gemara says there's a halacha, you're not allowed to stand in a person's field when it's full of grain, because you could be mazik it with ayin hara. We discussed it in the Avos Yisrael for Life Shir. We find, the Gemara gives examples, that people were nifter from ayin hara. So how do we understand it seems that an ayin hara could be mazik somebody, and yet we're saying that it's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Now, we discussed this many times, and we just wanted to bring it out again, because this question comes up many, many, many times. The answer is that nobody can do anything. That's the answer. Anytime something happens, it wasn't really the Ayin Hara that did it. It was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that did it. And the truth is, there's a Vilna Gaon, very interesting Vilna Gaon. It's in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. The Pasuk over there is describing how a person who tries to be mazik, who tries to damage other people, will get punished for it. And the Vilna Gaon in the middle says something very interesting. He says, the Pasuk says, Umiradef ra'a l'maisai. The Pasuk says, a person that tries to help people do bad, to be mazik, to damage other people, l'maisai, it will cause the person that's being mazik, the damager, it will cause him to die. It will be damaging to him. Meaning, if Reuven is trying to chase somebody or trying to help people chase someone else, the only one that's going to be negatively impacted, Zok de Vilna Gaon, explaining the Pasuk, is Reuven himself. Why? Says de Vilna Gaon. Ki lahanirdaf ein chilek. The person who's being chased, there's no difference. Shehar be shluchim lamakin. The Bnei Shalom has many ways to hurt somebody, to punish somebody. If Reuven doesn't do it, someone else will do it. So to the person who's being chased, the person who's being hurt, there's no difference. It's happening anyway. But Reuven, he's responsible. He's going to get punished. Because he did the Avera. We mentioned this concept many times. It's just a Gaon Mefurish. That's what we said over this Gaon. But the concept is nobody can do anything. Whether it's with ayin hara, or a person curses somebody, chas v'shalom, he's doing nothing. Nobody can impact your life. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to internalize it and repeat it again and again, because that's the truth. Whenever we discuss responsibility for actions, we're talking about it from the person that did it's perspective. Since he was the shliach, he's responsible, even though it would have happened anyway. That's what the Vilna Gaon is teaching us. So the reason why a person can't stand in somebody else's field is because he's going to damage it with an ayin hara. Even though the field's going to be damaged anyway, doesn't make a difference. You did it. You're responsible. That's how we have to understand it, and that's how a person can have smicha. By understanding, by feeling that it's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who can impact my life and nobody else.